WIAA High School Sports is on the air. Brought to you by Heckman Auction Sales and Service, Shawabigan Home Furnishings, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, LPK Dental, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Phillips Lumber and Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Medford Motors, and by Bader Sports Center. Now, let's head out for all the exciting play-by-play of WIAA High School Sports.
Welcome to tonight's broadcast of Varsity Girls Playoff Volleyball as we are entering in our first round of the bracket here on 103.1 Trail Mix. The Shawamigan Screaming Eagles, we are in Colfax, Wisconsin. Colfax Vikings are hosting us here today, and we're looking forward to a win. I said, the middle of the bracket, we have 8th seed, 9th seed. Both these teams are evenly matched in the seeding. Advantage probably the Vikings just for being home field advantage. But other than that, here we go. We are getting excited as they are announcing starting lineups for the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. And we'll be going forward. If you're tuning in right now and thinking, volleyball, I haven't heard that on the radio. Well, that's because this is my first time casting it. I've been with football, basketball, softball, and baseball, and I am excited because I love volleyball. Love watching it at the collegiate level as well as the Olympic level. And so I'm excited to call this game to the best of my ability and be excited for our Shawamigan Screaming Eagles and see if they can't push themselves further into the playoffs. All right. Getting excited for today. You're going to be hearing, the main names you're going to be hearing tonight from me are going to be Abigail Brenholt for the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles, as she is the libero for the Eagles, and Sophia Hazuga for the Colfax Vikings will be the other libero. The libero position is a defensive specialist, and I will get into all of those terminology as we get further and further into the broadcast. If you don't know too much about volleyball, understand that each team has three hits on the ball to get it over the net. Do not let it hit the ground, or it is not a point for you. Try to hit it on the ground on the other side of the net. It's a point for you. Simple sport, but a lot of the intrigue comes from the amount of things that happen all in a very short amount of time. And here we go. Right now, the serving team will be the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles to start, and it looks like number 8, Angelina Babu, will be leading us off. Just double-checking here and make sure everything's good. It looks like the coaches are just having a quick word with the refs here tonight, and here we go. Usually you don't see the libero out on offense to start, but they have Brenholt there. Liberos are the only player that can freely substitute in the back line throughout the game. So you usually see them on defense and not necessarily on offense. Okay, here comes the first serve of the night. Over the net. One bump received. It goes way out of bounds. They're able to recover it. That's hit two, and it's going to have to go over the net. Brenholt gets the receive. Goes to Brunell. Set up for a spike. It's hit over, but it's received in the back. Hit number two. Three. Set over. Brenholt gets a nice set there. Here comes the spike. Into the wall. Up on number one hit. There's the second hit. Here comes the spike. It's over. It's saved. Off the net, that's two. It goes back over. Now here comes the setup for Colfax. Here comes the hit. Off the wall, and it's going to be Brenholt who tries to make the save. Cannot. And so with that, point number one is going over to the Vikings. For an incredible series to start us off this game, it's 1-0. Here we go. Vikings serve. Overhand, it's set up, it's going to go way back. Can they recover? Hit number two, it's got to go over number three. It does not, as number 16, Elise Taylor, cannot take that third hit over the net. It was an awkward one. She had to hit it kind of from the side. But either way, here we go. 2-0 for the Vikings over the Screaming Eagles. Here comes a serve over the net. Great save. Unfortunately, it went over the net and out of bounds. Almost a great save, I should say. Angelina Baby was able to get underneath that. It just went a little too far to the left. 3-0 Vikings. Here comes a serve. Hit over the net. Nice receive. Hit number two. Has a setup. Can Cadence make it move? She does. It gets over the net. Set up nicely. Here comes a hit back from the Vikings off the wall, and it's going to land fair. Great spike by the Vikings to blast that ball through the wall of defenders. and get it over the net. That would be number 8, I believe, Bryn Sikora, senior, able to drive that one in. Excuse me, let me correction me, Klara Todorović. Serve over, hit number 2. Here comes the spike. Off the wall, great defense by the Vikings, who have now pushed the score to 5-0. And after that first series of back and forth, the Eagles have really seemed to have lost their footing here. The Vikings have really taken the momentum to start out this first match. Okay. Number 10 ready to serve. Here comes Ruby. Here's the hit. It goes over. Received. Set. Cadence to the spike. It's hit, and it's going to go out of bounds. It hit off the hand. Cadence looking at the ref saying, hey, I hit a wall of defender, and the ref agreed. So Cadence, great spike off the defender, sends it way on the back. No one receives it, and now the Eagles got their first point on the board. Eagles serve. Hit over the net. Received. And then it bounced and stayed on the nice side. There we go. Eagles able to keep a good defense there as number 11, Sydney Rabach, was able to deny that hit and keep it on the other side. Eagles now have 2-5. Here comes the hit. Served over. Received. Hit number 2. Here comes the spike. Off of the wall of defenders. And it went way out of bounds. And that is Vikings' point as it blasted off of the arm of, I believe, number 11, Sydney Rabach. And it was not received by her teammates. So now it is Vikings' ball. Here comes the serve. Hit over. Set up. Here comes the second hit. And here comes the third. Ooh. Number Allie Taylor could not get that ball over the net on that hit. And so it is now 7-2 Vikings over the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. Here comes the hit. Bump number 1. It's going to be hit over. Nice receive by the Vikings. They got themselves up for a nice spike advance. Oh, and a nice little trickiness at the net. Number 8, Bryn Sikora, lined up to do a huge spiking hit and then in air adjusted and just kind of tapped it over the net, throwing off the rhythm of the defender. All right. Spike over. It's an ace as it goes over the net, bounces off a hand, and it is scored immediately. 9-2 Vikings. Angelina could not get underneath that ball enough. Here comes the next serve. Hit over. Back to number 8. Good hit. Good setup by Brunell. Cadence with the hit off the wall. Number 11 gets the hit and cannot keep it in play. Sydney Ryback, who was able to quick reflexes get it up in the air, just couldn't get it inside for her teammates. And with that, timeout has been called by the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles trying to sway this momentum. All right. Man, Vikings have opened up with a really good, they're up 10-2 here in match number 1. I'm really liking what I'm seeing by their front level of players as they've been able to absolutely put up a defense. It's been hard for the Eagles to really make a play on it, you know. And because the Eagles haven't gotten a lot of offenses themselves, they haven't been able to force the rotation of players on the Vikings side of the court to get their tall players into the back line. And I know once the ball's in play, things can shift, but if they start out further back, it's just a little bit harder for them all to get forward. But here we go. The timeout. Eagles are still in high spirit. They're high-fiving. They're jumping. They're getting ready. And once the ref gives the go-ahead, they are ready to play. Here comes the serve. Hits it over the net. Receive. Brunell with the set. Cadence with the hit. It goes over the hand of a defender, but it's received well, and now they set up for the spike, and that is out of bounds. Nice job of the Eagles to pull their hands back, not receive the ball, and now they get their third point of the game. Nice job by the coach called timeout, center of the girls, and they immediately get the ball back. All right, Jalen Brunell is now serving for the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. Here comes the hit. It's over. Received. Hit number 2 for the set. Here comes the spike. Big hit. It's received. It goes back over. Now here's hit number 2 for the Vikings. Here comes a spike for the Vikings. It's hit, and it's received again. Nice job by the Eagles. Hit number 3, Cadence with the spike. It goes out of bounds. Cadence had the setup, and she knows it too. She's like, I had that. She tried to get the ball left of the defenders. It just went too far left. So now 11 points for the Vikings, and Eagles trail by 8, 11-3. Okay. Here comes the serve. Viking serve. Nice job. It's set up. Cadence has got to flip it over. She does, and now it's back. Hit number two for the Vikings. Hit number three. It's over the net. Number eight got the hit. She cannot get the ball in play further enough, so it's going to fall to the ground, and Vikings score 12-3. All righty. Getting ready to serve here. Here comes the hit. Hit number one. Hit number two. Here comes the third. And it's going to go right into the net. Man, Angelita, I don't know, she tried to kind of like semi-smack that sucker, and it's like, man, you were so far back in the corner. You just got to get that over the net. 13-3 Vikings. Here comes the serve. Nice hit over the net. Received well. They're going to set up for a nice hit, and they do. Number 11 gets it over. Now it's hit number two for the Vikings. Here comes the spike. They just softly hit it over. Cadence gets it. Oh, that's hit number two, and then they got to get over. They do. Now Vikings receive. Hit number two. Here comes the serve, and it's going to go over the defenders into the backcourt. Stays in bounds. Vikings score 14-3. Height advantage, just so you know, is on the Vikings side. The Eagles are just going to have to deal with that all game and just going to have to fight through that. All right. Out of bounds on the serve, and now the Eagles are going to say, thank you for the points. 4-14 now. Whatever score I say first will be the, just behind, you know, pushing forward will be the team that is actively serving. So Eagles up 4, or down 4-14. Cadence gets the ball over. Hit number two for the Vikings. Here comes the third hit. Nice receive by the Eagles. Hit number two. Here comes the spike, and it's going to go too far. Angelina Babu is able to get the set, hits it over the head, and cannot get it in there. All right. Once they get the ball back in play, 15-4 is the score. Vikings back in serving position. Here comes the hit over the net. Nice receive by Babu. Here number two. They're going to have to hit it over. They do. One, two, and here comes the Vikings hit. Three, into the wall. Screaming Eagles. They keep it alive, but not. It just couldn't get back close enough. I thought they were going to keep it alive. That just ended up kind of going off of the hand of Allie Taylor, and they could not recover it going forward there. Well, we're going to go to quick commercials. Another timeout was called by the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. When we come back, we'll have more volleyball for you. Don't go anywhere.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our communities.
Welcome back to the broadcast of the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles volleyball for the girls varsity. It's playoff time. We're in Colfax, Wisconsin, and we just came out of a timeout. Screaming Eagles are not doing too good in this match number one. They are down 16-4. Okay, here we go. Vikings with the serve. They hit it over the net. We have a nice receive there. Hit number two. Eagles got to get it over. Nice little bump. They do. It's received by the Vikings. Hit number two. Here comes the third for a big one. They decide to pull back, get the hit, and the libero for the Screaming Eagles kept it alive. There was just no one to get to where the ball ended up going. Abigail Renhold with a sliding save. It just couldn't go anywhere. 17-4 Vikings. There comes the serve. Hit over the net. Off of the net. That thing barely. The Eagles thought the ball was low. It was, but not low enough to stay on the Vikings side. So the Vikings get a break there as it bounced off the net and went dead on the other side. So they get an ace on that. 18-4. Here comes the serve. It's over the net. Nice receive. Jalen with the setup. Allie with the spike. Off the wall. Two. Oh, 1 second. We have a score. I'm waiting for the ref said. Nice serve. Oh, never mind. It was a nut. Allie ended up hitting a net, I think. I don't know. I actually don't know what the call was there. All right. Vikings serve it. It's alive. Kalen with the hit. Number 11 gets hit over. Now the Vikings have a chance. They hit the ball over. Abigail kept it alive, but once again the ball just kind of stayed low and no one could get underneath it to get it forward. This first match is flying by as the Vikings just have all momentum. They are up 20-4 over our Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. Ball's hit over. Cadence keeps it alive. Here comes number hit, number 2, and then number 11 hits it over. Hit number 2, here comes the spike. They hit it nicely. Eagles receive. Here comes the third hit. They hit it over the side. Nice job by Sophia keeping it alive. Big hit. Nice receive by the Eagles. Jalen calls for it, and here comes the third hit. It's over the net. We got some back and forth. Hit number 2 for the Vikings. Here comes a big spike. Hit out of bounds. Nice job by the Eagles to win that one. That was a lot of back and forth. And those, if you can win those, that's how you can wrestle the momentum back. All right, Sidney Ryback is now the server for the Eagles. Here comes a hit. It's over. And that's going to be an ace. And that is what these Eagles need to get going. It is now 6-20 as they need as many points as they can get. Okay. Sidney with the next serve. Oh, wait for the whistle. Okay, here we go. It's going to be low off the net. Oof. All right. The Eagles libero is coming back in. Abigail Brenholt, she's back in. And here we go. Vikings serve 21-6. It's over the net. Nice job. Jalen sets it up. Allie hits it over. The Vikings keep it alive. Hit number 2, and here comes the hit. They have to hit it over nicely. Nice receive by the Eagles. Hit number 2. Here comes the spike. Nice job by number 8. Abigail Babel was able to blast that ball right into the hands of the defender and over and out. So that is a point for the Screaming Eagles, who need as many points as you can get. It's 7-21. Now, the Eagles are probably not winning this match, but if you get more and more points, it can build confidence for match number 2. Allie, great serve over the net. Here's number 2. Allie receives it, gets it back over the net. Now the Vikings are set up. They set it over quick. Eagles set it up for the big hit. Number 8 hits it. They keep it alive. Nice job on the ball. The Vikings almost were able to make that play and keep it alive, but they could not get over the net. And the Eagles able to score again. 8-21. Every point you get here is important for the psyche and momentum as the match continues. Allie with the serve. Nice hit. It's over. Received. And number 2 goes into the stands. It's another ace for the Eagles. All right, 9-21. That's not the time. That's the score. It is 9-21 here in match number 1. All right, Allie getting set. Here we go. Here's the hit. It's over. Received again. Hit number 2. The Vikings get it over. They do. Set up. Hit number 2. It's got to go over the net. Jalen gets it over. All right, nice receive. Hit number 2 for the Vikings. Here comes the big hit. Smack, hits the defense. Allie keeps it alive. Jalen with the setup. Number 11 smacked over and lands in the corner. Nice hit by Sidney. I believe that was Sidney. No, it was number 14. That was Gretchen. Nice job by Gretchen. Big hit there. Okay, Allie with the serve. It is now 10-21. Allie hits it over. Keeping it alive. By the Vikings kept it alive. Hit number 2. Here it comes. It goes all the way back, and it lands inbound. Cadence could not get to it in time. I mean, she would have had to extend a crazy amount to try to get that sucker. Either way, good amount of points there by the Eagles to keep this game at least a little bit interesting in this match number 1. Vikings lead 22-10. Served over, received by the Eagles. Hit number 2, Cadence with a hit. And oh, just a little too far. Cadence tried to hit the ball up and over to the back there, and just she couldn't get it on the line. 23-10, Vikings. Ball hit over. It's received. Alive, 2, and the ball went backwards. That was an awkward, awkward receive by the Eagles as Abigail couldn't get the ball up high enough and unfortunately went wild left. 24-10, match point. Ball hit over. Cadence with the receive. Jalen with the setup. Number 16, Allie gets it over. All right, ball's received by the Vikings. Hit number 2. Here comes 3. And it's hit nicely. Cadence keeps it alive. Jalen gets set up. Number 8 hits the hit. And it goes onto the ground. And Angelina Baby keeps this game alive. That's what we're talking about. That's right. All right. And now she goes, Angelina goes back to serve. Here it comes. Over. Hit. Received. Nice job of the Vikings. It's up in the air. Eagles hit number two. It's set up. Can Cadence make a play? Hits it over. And she does. Nice job by Cadence adjusting to a bump there. It wasn't really set up super nicely, but she made it work. And now it's 12-24. Eagles still trailing. Here comes the hit. Over the net. Off the back. Hit number two. Here comes the spike. Big spike, and it's on the line. Oh! Great hit by the Vikings there to end match number one. All right. In the volleyball, the way it works is that it is a best of three, first to 25, win by two. And so match number one has gone the Vikings' way. They'll make their adjustments here. And while they're doing that, we're going to take a quick break here on 103.1 Trail Mix. And when we come back, we'll have more playoff girls volleyball for you when you return. Don't go anywhere.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. October is Car Care Month. Since the cold weather is upon us, now is the perfect time to make sure your vehicle is ready for the season. Right now, get a complimentary vehicle inspection with every mobile service visit. We will come to you, service your vehicle, and we'll be on our way. The most convenient way to service your vehicle and make sure it's ready for winter. Go online to MedfordMotors.com or call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 for details and to schedule now.
Attention deer hunters. Bader Sports Center in Phillips is your go-to shop for everything you need to bring that buck in this fall. They've got products from Wildlife Research that will help eliminate human scent from your clothing and your equipment, including laundry detergents, dryer sheets, soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and even field wipes. Get that big buck in just a little closer with lures and scents from Black Widow, Hodag Lures, and Wildlife Research. A successful hunt begins with a stop at Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Get the best seat in the house at Shawangan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Shawangan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Welcome back to 103.1 Trail Mix, home of your Shawangan Screaming Eagles. We are broadcasting girls varsity playoff volleyball. And with that, match number two in this set has begun, and the Eagles able to get their first point of this match, of match number two, excuse me. All righty. So now they lead 1-0, and here comes the serve. Angelina gets it over the net. Ooh, just a little bit too far, just a tad. And with that, it is now 1-1. Vikings serving once again. Okay, here comes the hit. Over the net. Receive. Hit number two. It's just going to go over the net. Oh, nice job of the Vikings keeping that one alive. They get it back over the net. Now it's time for the Eagles to set it up. Here comes the third hit. Nice job by Cadence. The Vikings keep it alive. Here comes. Nice job by, Allie's able to, Allie got to the ball. It's just the ball, she couldn't keep the ball in play. Man, those quick reflexes to even have a chance on that one. But unfortunately, did not land true. 2-1 Vikings. Ball over. Received. Set up. Cadence with the hit. It's going to fall under, but the Vikings do a great job keeping it alive. Hit number two. Eagles now back in control. Hit number three. It's over. Vikings bump it up. Bump up number two. Here comes the third. Softly laid over, but the Eagles respond. Here comes number three. It goes over. Man, Vikings playing great defense. They're just trying to get their head above water on this. Hit number three. Nice job by the Eagles. Here comes the setup for Jalen and the spike. Ooh, Gretchen couldn't get it over the net. And with that, it falls on the Eagles' side, and the Vikings their defense won the day on that one, and now they get to continue to serve. 3-1, 8 for the Vikings on that next serve. 4-1 now. The first match, the Vikings absolutely got a huge lead. I'm talking about a big one to start. And then the Eagles played them toe-to-toe in the last 10 or so points. So if the Eagles can kind of keep that going, they have a chance here in this match number two. Okay, serve goes over. And the Eagles just awkwardly could not get the ball high enough to be under play. And that's going to be another ace for the Vikings. Now lead 5-1. All right, here's over. Ball's up. And it's still in play. Nice job of the Eagles to keep that one rolling, but the Vikings are able to set this one up nicely. Hit number three, and it's over. Allie set up, Jalen set, and Gretchen with the soft hit over. The Vikings adjust, and now they have 1-2-3 spike blocked, and that's going to be Eagles points. Nice job of the defense there. And with that, they're going to adjust. The libero's now exiting the field of play, and I believe it's Sydney coming back on. Libero, the defensive expert. Now we're on offense. Ball's hit over. Received. It's got to go all the way to the stands, and the Vikings do a good effort. Couldn't keep it alive. It is now 3-5. Eagles continue to serve. Number 14, Gretchen Etter, doing a good job not only on defense, good job on getting the ace. Ball up, over, and it's going to be ace again. 4-5 Eagles. They're coming back. I want to remind you, whatever score I say first is the team that is serving the ball. And the Eagles are serving right now, and they are down 4-5. Here comes the hit. It's over. Received. Vikings hit number two. Here comes the big one. Spike blasted off the defense's arm into the Eagles' field of play. That was a huge hit by, is that number nine or is that number eight? It is number eight of the Vikings, Bryn Sikora. 6-4. Vikings lead. Here comes the serve. Ball's hit. It is eight as Angelina could not get underneath that ball to get the ball up in the air and just went flying by. 7-4 Vikings. Okay. Ball up. Hit over. Another ace. Allie went for it. Missed it. And Angelina unfortunately thought she had it, so she pulled back her bump, and the ball just went and landed on the Eagles' field of play. 8-4, Vikings in the lead. Ball hit over, received. Jalen with hit number two. Here comes the spike. Cadence gets the hit, goes in the back. Vikings hit two. Here comes the spike. Eagles get it, set it back up. Hit number three. All right, Vikings recover. Hit number two. Here comes the spike. Boom. It's over, and nice job of the Eagles in the adjustment, and ooh, nice job of the Vikings there. Number, ooh, is that 11? Number 11, Aaliyah Kinsman was able to gently tap the ball over the net and get some points. 9-4 Vikings, ball hit, and it's going to be off Allie's hands as she tried to set it up off the serve. That's always dangerous, and with that, that is now the fourth time she has served it towards this direction, and Allie's may have to at least maybe take a step back or Angelina take a step forward to kind of get into that spot. 10-4 Vikes. Ball hit. Right to the libero. Nice receive. Then set up. Sitting with the hit. Goes to the back corner, but the Vikings adjust. Now it's set up for number hit number two. There it is. Vikings, or the Eagles keep it alive. Here comes it for Caden. She hits it over. It goes over. Big point. Big hit. Caden's getting the momentum back. I'm loving the energy the Eagles have. When they score, they got, like, dances and everything set up. My goodness. 5-10, Eagles, and they are now serving. Ball is hit. It heads over. Nice job by Jalen. And now the Eagles are unable to block that ball, and the Vikings able to set it up and get the ball back into their possession. Okay. I bumped the mic. Excuse me if you heard that. 11-5, and Adeline Acker is now getting ready to serve for the Vikings. There comes the ball. Hit over. Received by Angelina. Saved by Allie. And then, oh, my goodness, the Vikings just did a quick hit. They didn't set up at all. They just, bam, one hit over. Eagles weren't prepared for it, and they were able to score. Eagles call timeout. Oof, man. Colfax Vikings are just showing you that they are just, I mean, their offense, they're not doing anything offensively like spectacular. It's just very sound offensively. But I'll tell you one thing, their defense has just been great. It has been, the best way to describe it is that the Eagles, it's like a chore for them to get a point. And not because they're bad offensively. I'm watching them. Their cadence is being aggressive. Gretchen's being aggressive. Jalen's doing a great job of setting. So they're having plenty of offensive tries. It's just trying to get through these wall of defenders, and then their back line is receiving the ball so well. The Vikings' defense is really, really keeping them in a very comfortable lead, not only in match one, but here in match number two. If you're just joining us, match one went the Vikings' way, 25, I believe, to 11 is what the score of that first match. And now, after the timeout comes to a close, they secure the buzzer. There it is. Vikings lead 12-5 over the Eagles here in match two, and the Vikings still have the serve. Here comes the hit. Goes over. Angelina gets the hit. Jalen gets the setup. And here comes the spike by Sydney, who it fails, but she saves it, and now she gets number two. Nice job by Angelina getting it over. Two. Here comes the hit for the Vikings. Nice soft hit. And the libero could not keep it alive. Abigail went sliding all the way to the court floor, but could not get underneath the ball. Nice soft touch by the Vikings to keep that ball in their favor. 13-5. Angelina gets it. Jalen sets it up. Allie, big hit, and that's going to be inside. Big spike by Allie Taylor. All right. Eagles, Cadence McCoon is now going to be serving 6-13. They trail, but here it comes. Nice hit over the net. Receive of the Vikings, hit number two. Here comes the big spike. Boom, and it runs into their own net, falls flat, and now the Eagles get another point. Eagles, 7-13 now. Cadence is serving from the center part of the back here. It's over. Hit. Vikings set up. They got to get it over the net. They do. Cadence keeps it alive, but it's such an awkward hit. Basically, it came flying at one of the players' faces. She had to dodge it, and then like Cadence had to somehow adjust to that and like smack it with her left hand. That was just an awkward bounce of the ball. Either way, Vikings get a point from it, and that's going to be a heck of a serve, but an even better response by the Eagles, who somehow kept that ball alive. It's back on Vikings' side of the court. Here comes the hit, and it's going to be, they're going to say, on the line. Nice job. Big spike by the Vikes to keep that ball in their possession. 15-7 now as they continue to serve. Big hit all the way back, and that's going to be reserved up in the air. Nice job by Abigail, and then Jalen bumps it over. Vikings receive. They set up. Here comes the hit. Big one. Defended. Nice job by Allie to get the ball over after the libero defense, and the Vikings back on. They hit another libero defense. That is big time by Abigail, who's keeping this ball alive. And we have a point for the Eagles. The Vikings messed up. They hit the net with their hands. That would have fallen for more points for the Vikes, but the Eagles catch a break. And that point goes to Abigail Brett Holt, the libero for the Eagles, who kept that ball alive like four times in a row. Okay. 8-15, Eagles hit. All right. Hit number two. Vikes keep it over. Cadence receives. Jalen sets. Here comes the spike by Allie. And it is nice. She gets it all the way in the back. Could not be received by the Vikes. And now it's 9-15. Eagles got to chain together a few more points to keep this game close. They trail 9-15. All right. Sydney with the serve. And it doesn't go over the net. Ah, that hurts. That hurts. Giving away 3 points like that. 16-9 now is the score for the Vikings. Comes the serve. Received by Cadence. Jalen with the setup. And nice job by Gretchen. Nice touch, but the Vikings adjust. They have the second hit. Here comes Jalen. Hits it up. Abigail. Hit number two. Allie. And just can't. It looked like, oh, man. She wanted to do a soft touch over the wall of defenders, but it looks like it hit her hand awkwardly, and it ended up falling out of bounds. And so that means it is still Vikings ball. It is 17-9 now. Ball hit over. Nice defense. Nice setup. number 8. Ooh, a lot of power, just a little too low as Angelina could not get that ball over the net. 18-9 now by the Vikings. All right, ball in the air. Cadence with a nice hit, keeping it alive. Nice job by Abigail to keep it rolling. And then nice job by Angelina to get it over. Vikings able to keep it alive. Oh, and they do a nice hit. It bounces off the defensive wall of the Eagles and falls onto the ground. 19-9 Eagles. Vikings. Man, Vikings, Eagles. It's like same syllables. I keep switching them up. So I apologize if you're not following me. I feel like I'm doing okay. It's a fast-paced sport. And it's a lot of fun to watch. Man, 19-9. Eagles had a chance. They were able to pull that sucker back within 5 or 6. But once again, the Vikings have just done, their defense is just great. It really has been. They've just adjusted so well. Every point that the Eagles have gotten, they haven't been able to chain together points, right? They'll get them here, get them there. But the Vikings are doing a good job of just absolutely just chaining 4, 5, 6 points at a time just to keep this game out of touch for the Eagles. So right now we're kind of in a weird position where it's like, what do the Screaming Eagles do? Outside of just, you know, play better. I think it's really going to have to come down to some minute adjustments. You're honestly going to have to make your job harder, which is right now the Vikings are doing a great job of adjusting to, like, the soft hits over the net. And I think the Eagles are just going to have to start spiking it hard. And that comes with aggression and risk. All right, ball served over. Allie does a good job of spiking it over. Great defense by the Vikings. They absolutely stonewall that hit. I mean, Allie got some pace on that sucker, and it did not matter. All right. Ball's over. 20-9. 21-9 after the ace. Ball hit the ground near, well, not the ground. It went near the feet of Angelina, and she could not get it recovered. 21-9, here comes the hit. Nice job by the Eagles to somehow get that over the net, but now the Vikings have the advantage as they set up. Hit over softly. Nice bump. Allie with the set. Here comes the serve. Oh, nice job by the Vikings. Keep it alive. Hit number 2. Here comes the hit over. They do. Set up. The Eagles have a chance. Here comes the hit. Nice job by number 8, Angelina, who spikes it right into the defense's hands. And it falls down. Defense could not defend that one. 10-21 now. Eagles serve. Allie Taylor, here we go. Last time Allie Taylor was up, I believe she scored 3 points, so hopefully she can chain together some more. Hit goes over the net barely. Nice ace. You don't usually want the ball hitting the net, but I guess you take those, and is now back within 10, 11-21. Eagles still serving. All right, Allie, what do you got? All right, ball's in the air. And the Vikings receive it. Here comes the hit. Angelina serves it. Nice job by Jalen Brunell, who did like a backwards set at the top of the net, and it went right by the defender. And with that, now it's within 9, 12-21. Allie with the serve. Here comes. Boom, hit. And it's... She hit the net, and it fell flat. 22-12 now for the Vikes. Man, Allie has a very straight-line serve, which can be hard to receive if you're not ready for it. But the risk with that is if it's not high enough, there's almost no chance of it going over. Okay. 22-12, Vikes up. They hit. Ribeiro, nice job. Cadence keeps it alive. Jalen hit. Oh, the Vikes keep it alive. Hit number 2. Hit over, nice job, 2, and it went to the other side, but it went under the net. So that is no good, and no bueno. Great job by Abigail to try to keep that one alive, but it is still a point for the Vikings, 23-12. All right. Ball is hit up, and it's going to be ace. Ooh. Ah, man, that was tough. It went to the one part of the court that the Eagles didn't have anyone defending on. They had made their adjustment to leave that portion of the court. So that was a great serve. 24-12. We have match point here. Ball's over. Hit. Up. Can they adjust? Cadence hits it over the net. She does. Vikings receive it, though. Hit number two. Here comes a big hit. And it goes out of bounds, but not after hitting the Eagles' hands. Oh. They're saying it was Eagles' point because she hit the net on the serve. Oh, big mistake by the Vikings player there. Instead of it being matched there, it's still, you still got a chance, 13-24. Nice hit by Cadence. It's over. Vikings adjust. Up in the air. And it falls out of bounds. Cadence Sakuin just, oh, she was playing the line, couldn't do it. But it falls down, and that gives the 25th point over to the Colfax Vikings, who now lead this set. They lead this set 2-0 in a best of five. Oh, man, they're in their in-between break here, and there's a lot to talk about. We're going to go to a quick commercial break ourselves here on 103.1 Trail Mix. When we come back, we'll have game number three for you. Don't go anywhere.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. Your team at Woodruff Appliance and TV has experienced, knowledgeable professionals that will help you choose the best appliances, furniture, mattresses, and electronics. That sets them high above the competition for any budget. And they're an authorized dealer for great brands like Amana, KitchenAid, Bosch, GE, Whirlpool, and LG. Choose the best today from a company that is locally family-owned and has been around since 1939. Woodruff Appliance and TV, Highway 47 in Woodruff.
Attention deer hunters. Bader Sports Center in Phillips is your go-to shop for everything you need to bring that buck in this fall. They've got products from Wildlife Research that will help eliminate human scent from your clothing and your equipment, including laundry detergents, dryer sheets, soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and even field wipes. Get that big buck in just a little closer with lures and scents from Black Widow, Hodag Lures, and Wildlife Research. A successful hunt begins with a stop at Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back. This is 103.1 Trail Mix, home of the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. We are in a tough spot here tonight as we are in Colfax, Wisconsin. The Vikings are winning against our Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. They are up 2-0 in this best of five here in girls volleyball. All right, Eagles with the serve to set off game number three in this match. It goes over the net. Vikings set up, spike over, out of bounds, but they're going to say, there you go, nice job. It went out of bounds off the spike, so it'll be Eagles leading 1-0. Here comes the serve. It goes long, too long, 1-1 now. Angelina tried to get it floated all the way to the back, and right adjustment was made by the Vikings defender to duck underneath the ball, and we have ourselves an even game. 1-1. Vikings serve. It's received. Allie keeps it alive. Jalen's going to have to finish it. She does. It's over the net. All right, Vikings now setting up their offense. 1-2-3 spike. Good defense. Nice job. Keep it alive. 2, number 3, and it doesn't go over. Oh, my goodness. Abigail able to get underneath that, as all liberos dream of doing, but they could not keep that ball alive. Okay. I apologize if you hear me sniffle. Kids have at home been a little sick, so I've been fighting that off, but nonetheless, we power through. Jalen gets the ball over the net. Vikings setting it up. Set over. Jalen again. Here comes the hit. Gretchen keeps it. Ooh, Vikings do a good job keeping it over. They're still just going back and forth. All right. Eagles receive it. Jalen sets it. Here comes the spike from Cadence. They can't get it over the net. Oh, man, they kept boom, 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 boom over, so I couldn't call exactly what was happening. But, man, That was quick offenses. Vikings are already starting to build their lead, though. 3-1. Ball's hit. Nice save by Abigail. Nice job by Gretchen. And then with that, Angelina cannot get the ball over the net. 4-1. Oh, I'm going to turn the mic back up so we can hear some of the volleyball action. Okay, here we go. 4-1. Here comes the serve. Nice. Keeping it alive for Angelina. Jalen sets it up. Cadence with the hit off the defenders, but the Vikings keep it alive. Hit number two. Here comes the spike. It stays in bounds. What a serve. I'm sorry, excuse me. What a spike by number eight. That would be Bryn Sikora. All righty. 5-1 Vikings now leading over our Suwamigan Screaming Eagles here in game number three. Ball's hit over. It's set up. Jalen with the set. Here comes the hit by Gretchen. It goes into the back line. Vikings don't panic. Hit number two. Here comes number three. Hit over. Nice receive by the Eagles. Jalen set up. Cadence hit. It goes way back there. She was trying to get it over the defender, but just couldn't get that angle. Oh, my goodness. 6-1 Vikings now. That front line is just doing an amazing job today. All right. Nice receive. Jalen. No! She tried to be tricky again to kind of flick it backwards, but it went out of bounds. 7-1 Vikings now, and that is a timeout called by the Swamping Screaming Eagles here in game number three. That is not how you want to see your set start here, as this is a best of five, first to 25, win by two. And both game one and game two went 25-11 in favor of the Vikings, who now lead 2-0. And they now lead 7-1 in game number three. So, man, the Eagles, in order to prevent a three-game sweep, are going to have to string together 24 points here to try to keep this entire night alive. It's going to be tough. We got 20 seconds left of this timeout. Let's see what the girls come up with here going forward. Honestly, okay, 8-9 was that. That's Carla Hadokovic, Bryn Sikora, and then who? What number is her? Trying to see. Is it number 5? Jordan Bowie, or Bo. I apologize if I got your name wrong. Those three girls for the Vikings are literally just taller than everyone else here on this court. They've done a great job playing defense. All right, ball served. It's alive. Jalen keeps it there. Gretchen hits it over and does not angle her arms correct, so it ends up falling to the wayside. 8-1 now. Vikings get another point right out of the timeout of the Eagles. All righty, here we go. Ball's up. It's hit. It's received by Angelina. Then it's set over to Abigail, who hits it into the net, but it somehow goes over. The Vikings somehow keep this alive. Caden dives, gets it. Jalen keeps it up, and Allie hits it over. And the Vikings do the same. 1-2-3 hit, and Allie back up. Has to get out of the way. Jalen sets it up. Here comes the hit by Angelina. And we have a whistle, and it's going to be point for the Screaming Eagles as they call that defender's hand hit the net. Ooh. Wow. Nice volley for the Screaming Eagles to keep this one alive. 2-8 now. Eagles are now serving. Gretchen Etter is with the ball. Here comes the hit. And it's over the net. Received. Set. Here comes the hit. Nicely done, but nicely received by Jalen. And 1-2-3, they get it over the net. Now what do the Vikings do? Here comes the bump. Here comes the setup. Here comes the spike. But Gretchen keeps it alive, and that's going to go into the sand, as she had to hit that one off of the spike. And Vikings, man, they lost possession for 1 point, but that's all it took was one more to get it back. 9-2 Vikes. Here comes the hit. Received by Angelina, then Jalen, and then over to Sydney, who then does a nice job of nicely setting that sucker over the net, landing on the line. Eagles get their point back, 3-9. This game is not out of reach yet, right? It's 3-9. It's 6 points, and you can do that. Well, 3-10. Jalen, she sees that she messed up big time. She went for the serve, and that ball went way too low. Basically, the moment it hit her hand, you could tell she knew. So, all right, 10-3 Vikes. Ball hit. Received. Nice job by Abigail. And then Cadence does a good job of hitting it over the net. Nice spike. Keeping it in bounds. 4-10. Eagles going pound for pound the last five possessions here. Now, can they just get a couple points in a row? Get 2 points here. Bring this back in. Okay, hit, over, and out of bounds. Dang it. All right. 11-4, Vikes. Cadence was going for a risky hit. She was trying to keep that sucker on the line, and it just went just over. All righty. 11-4, Vikings. Here comes a serve. It's over. It's received by Abigail. Jalen with the set, and Sydney with the hit over. Vikings, 1-2-3. Here it comes. It's over. Cadence bumps it. Jalen sets it. Allie smacks it, and it goes true. Big spike. Big time play. 5-11. They've gone back, forth, back, forth, back, forth now. And now Sydney is back in play. All right. Abigail, the libero, is now off of the court. And Gretchen came back in, and now Sydney's on offense. All right. Sydney with the spike. It's up. It's over. It's too far. Abigail's back in on the substitution. And here we go. 12-5 Vikes. All right, here come the Vikings. Can they serve? Yes, they can. Ball is up. Jalen with the setup. Big spike. It just did not go over the net. Man, Angelina Baby's got some power. Here's the thing. I can see it from up here. She jumped too early. I know she knows that. It just stinks because, man, if she had gone at a good point, the peak of that hit, that thing would have been crushed. Good ace by the Vikings the ball was that would have went out of bounds, and Cadence ended up hitting it on accident. So 14-5 now for the Vikings, who lead by 9. Ball's hit over, received by Abigail. Jalen with the set. Here comes Allie with the spike. It's hit. It's in the back, but it stays in. Allie coming alive here in this game number 3. She is getting back to serve. So far, she's been the one that's serving the best for the Eagles. And when they need it most, they need it now. The Eagles serve now, 6-14. Ball's over. Hit up. Vikings are going to sit and set up. They hit it over nicely. Now there's a bump there. Jalen sets. And then number 8, there's the peak hit. Angelina Babu timed that jump this time and just smoked that ball into the other side. Eagles, 7-14 now. All right, come on, Eagles. Okay, why not now? Why not 10 points in a row here? That'd be huge. Ball's over. Received. It's up. Set up for the Vikes. Here comes a big hit. Serve. 1-2. They got to get it over. Gretchen does. And the Eagles or the Vikes receive it. 1-2-3 hit. And Allie had to make a play on that. It bounced off her hands, went out of bounds. But if she didn't do that, that ball would have landed in bounds. And so I know it was awkward, but she had to go for it. Oof. All right, Vikings lead 15-7. They are still serving. Ball's hit. Abigail with the receive. Jalen set up. Gretchen smack, but the Vikings keep it alive. Now it's back in Eagles' possession. Here comes the hit. Number 8, Angelina. Ooh, nice job of the Vikes. Can she get it over? She cannot. Angelina with another big hit. Man, it is now 8-15. Eagles. Eagles got it. They got to score. They got to get like 4 or 5 here. Hit over. All right, received by the Vikes. 1-2. Here comes the hit. And it's alive, but unfortunately, that was a huge hit by the Vikings to keep that one going. Substitution's coming in. For the Vikings, excuse me. Who leads 16-8. Here in game number 3. Ball's hit up. Nice job by Jalen to make it kind of a nice hit. That went underneath the net, and that's going to be points for the Screaming Eagles. 9-16 now. If you're just joining us, the Screaming Eagles are trying to fight themselves out of a deficit in this game number 3, but in a match as a whole, they are down 0-2 to the Colfax Vikings here. All right. That would be Abigail's first serve of the night as a libero. She goes over. Big spike hit. Nice job by Angelina keeping it alive. Cadence with the spike. She gets it over, but the Vikings respond. 1-2-3 hit over. Nice job. 2-3. Nice. Did Allie get it over? She did. Eagles are still alive here. Cadence, Jalen, Sydney, down. Yeah. Oh, there we go. That was some really good volleyball there. A lot of diving hits, a lot of keeping it alive. And the Eagles now 10-16. Abigail serves. Hit over. It's into the back. Vikings, 1-2 hit. Here comes the spike. Decides to just get it over the net. Jalen with the set. Allie with the hit. It's going to go too far to the right. And it's going to be out of bounds. 17-10 Vikings. Okay. Rotations going in. Here comes the serve. Big hit. Abigail, Jalen, and Cadence keeping it up. All right, Vikings get it. They set up. 1-2. Big hit off the defenders, out of bounds, and the Vikings score off that one. That was a big-time hit for the Vikings. Now lead 18-10. And this game is starting to slip away. Ball's up. It's received. Jalen with the set. Sydney with the hit. And with that, Eagles get some more points, 11-18. I've seen crazier comebacks than this. I'm serious. If the Eagles can get one game win here in Game 3, go to Game 4, that's just the confidence and momentum you need. They're down by 7, hit over. All right, ball's up. Vikings hit 2. Here comes the third. They fake. What an amazing play. They fake the spike to get the defenders to jump early, and then the second shadow spiker comes in, smacks it into the back end of the court there. Vikings get the ball back there, now 19-11. Ooh, that was really well set up by the Vikings to get that rolling. Okay, here we go. Ball's up. It's over. Abigail with the receive. Jalen with the set. Allie with the spike. Ball's up now for the Vikings to get their own set up. It's going to be over the net. Ooh, she hits the net herself, and now it's Eagles' chance with the ball. It's been a much more back-forth set, but the Vikings have done a good job of keeping this within arm's reach. Cadence now with the serving, 12-19. Ball's up. It's over. Spikes, 1-2. Here comes the third hit, and it's over. Cadence with the receive. Jalen with the setup. And, ooh, big spike by who else? Angelina Babu, who was able to drill that ball into the back corner of the court. 13-19. Come on, Cadence, keep this ball alive. Nice serve. It's over, but it's in play. Vikings hit number 2. Here comes the spike. It's bounced up. Nice job by Abigail. Then Allie keeps it over. Another hit. Cadence keeps it up. Oh! That's so unfortunate. Cadence kept it alive, but the ball, basically she had to dive for it, and her body was in the way of Jalen getting to it. What can you do? But here's the thing. Now the Vikings lead 20-13. Okay? Come on, Eagles. Ball's up. Abigail gets it. Jalen. Sydney with the spike. Off the defense, and it rolls. There we go. Sydney in the center, smacking it right into the hands of the defense and over, and it falls down. Eagles at the point. 14-20. All right, Sydney with the serve after getting the point off the big hit. There we go. Ball's up. It looks way too deep. She got too much on that one. Nice. Getting nervous. I mean, we're 4 points away from game, set, match here for the Vikes. Ball's up and over. All right, Angelina with a hit. Abigail keeps it alive. And nice job by the Vikings to receive, get it back over the net. 1, Jalen, 2. Angelina, big, big serve right into the defender's hands. Out of bounds, perfect for the Eagles there. 15-21. All right. All righty. Allie getting ready to serve. 15-21. Ball's hit. It's over the net. 1-2. What do the Vikes do? They just get it over. Allie gets it up. Jalen sets it up. And then Gretchen serves it right in the backcourt. Great. great spike. 16-21 now. Things are starting to get spicy. All right, Allie, come on, get us another point. Come on. All right, here comes the serve. Boom, it's over. Bump. Set for the Vikes. Here comes the spike. Big hit. Candace keeps it alive. Abigail gets it up. And there we go. Angelina gets it over. Two. The Vikings keep rolling. Big spike. Cadence, another big receive. Jalen keeps it going. Gretchen gets it over. And it's going to be... Oh, they're going to stay us in. What a great job of the Vikings to keep that alive. I don't blame the Eagles for not playing that. That sucker looked like it was going to be out of bounds. But it stayed, hit the line. Vikings, oh my goodness. Just having the ball bounce their way. They're up 22-16. Here comes the serve. Oh my gosh. The ball did not go over the net. Eagles get that point back. Now it's 17-22. They're down by five, and they got to get closer here because they're running out of space. All right. Here comes the hit. It's over. It's up. Hit number two. Abigail keeps it alive. Gretchen gets it over. Now the Vikes turn. So here's the set. Here comes the spike. It's up. One, two, three. Cannot get it over the net. 23-17 Vikings now. And that was a weird receive there. I'm surprised Abigail gave up on that one. I must have had a different angle. I'm way up looking down, so I can't see what they see. So, all right, 23-17, Viking serve. Ball's up and out of bounds. So, okay, Eagles, you're getting breaks here. That's two serves in a row the Vikings that couldn't convert anything, okay? So you're down five, 18-23. This is it. You got to put points together. All right, ball's over. Vikings keep it alive. Two. Here comes the spike. Defense. Oh, my gosh. What a great spike by the Vikings. Right into the defensive wall of the Eagles, but the Eagles couldn't convert. And so now it's game. This is game, set, and match point, 24-18. Ball's up. It saves. Jalen set. Sidney with the hit. It's in the back, but the Vikings keep it up. Here comes their set. Here comes their big hit. Spike, and it falls down. And with that, the Eagles fall in defeat to the Colfax Vikings in game number three, 25-18. Clean 3-0 sweep once again of the Colfax Vikings over the Shawanigan Screaming Eagles. What a season. It always is fun to get in the playoffs. I know it's a bummer. I know it's a bummer to get 3-0 swept, but it was competitive. It was honestly all three games in the kind of started the same way, which was the Vikings got momentum and scored like legitimately 10, 12 points to start. But then the Eagles kind of got their sea legs and then went toe-to-toe in the back half of the matches, but they could just never string together the amount of points that the Vikings did. And so the Vikings were able to fight this one out and defend their home court. So they, once again, the Colfax Vikings, who are hosting our Swamming Streaming Eagles, 3-0'd the Eagles here in Colfax. Game number one, 25-11. Game number two, 25-11. And game number three, 25-18. All right. Well, awesome. It is a long drive back for all of us Screaming Eagles fans, as it's a, you know, what, 2-hour, 40-minute drive. I wish everyone safe travels on the way back. Thank you to Colfax, their facilities, this team, great sportsmanship and a welcoming atmosphere and a great home crowd, too. It was fun listening to the student section, getting loud, getting proud for their team. And we wish the Colfax Vikings all the luck as they get to continue on in the tournament going forward. On behalf of me, Stephen Jetlin, as well as the crew for 103.1 Trail Mix, as well as 98Q Country and the Civics Media app, we wish you all a good night. And, man, I hope to cast some more volleyball in the future. But the next time you hear my voice will most likely be for the basketball season, which I am thoroughly excited for. So with that, I'll leave you. Have a good night, and I'll see you in the next broadcast.
Thank you for listening to WIAA High School Sports on your Civic Media radio station. Brought to you by Heckman Auction, Shawanigan Home Furnishings, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, LPK Dental, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Phillips Lumber and Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Jeff Haken and Roofing, by Medford Motors, and by Bader's Sports Center.